Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Ooh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you actually listening to this broadcast. I did two other broadcasts before, and the first one was Know Your Role. The second was Understanding Your Role. And this one is Walking in Your Role. So people always ask me a lot of questions about my role, my walk, where I am now, my assignment, and how I feel about my assignment. And so I kind of understand now where I am now, why it was kind of hard, or the enemy was fighting it so much, because he really didn't want me to walk in this role or even understand the role. So it was an attack at a young age on identity. So if the enemy can hit you with an attack on your identity, I don't care if you're a man or a female. If you get hit with your attack on your identity, you don't understand and you don't know who you are. You would assume who you are by your gift or by what someone told you. You would just assume that's who you are and that's what you will flow with. And so that's kind of what I did. I was gifted in sports. And so sports was the thing that I thought that's who I was. But that was just something that I did. And so I got consumed with it because that's who I thought I was. And so once I started understanding the spiritual part of understanding my role, understanding, you know, who I am, things started changing. So now I'm having to readjust my mind, readjust my life, readjust my heart, readjust everything in my life of what I thought I was. Now it's something else. And so what was happening was God was like really and truly revealing his plan. You know, those plans that he said that he had in your mother's womb, that he knew he had the plans that he had for you in your mother's womb. It's those plans. If we don't ever seek those plans, if we don't ever desire those plans, then the enemy will continue to put blinders over you and you will never see your true identity of who you really and truly are. So like I said, the first one was knowing your role. The second one was understanding your role is very important, because if you don't know it and understand it, then it's going to be extremely hard for you to walk in it. It's like you getting a job and someone gives you a job, but you don't even understand the job. You see what the job description is now, but you don't understand it. So how are you going to actually function in that job? At some point in some time, they're going to fire you, or they're going to demote you to somewhere else because you don't understand the job for you to be able to actually walk in the job. Same thing. It's the same thing about Christianity. It's you know you're supposed to be, and if you don't know who you don't know what you're supposed to be doing as a Christian, and you don't understand what you're supposed to be doing, then how can you walk in it fully? That's my problem. I wasn't walking in, and it took me a while to walk in the fullness of who God has really and truly called for me to be. So my assignment is literally to cover powerful women. Now here's the attack. Now, if this is your assignment, here's the attack. First of all, it comes against your manhood. First of all, it comes against it attacks the mind, and you'll start getting these worldly things that come at you. You shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be this way. Or you know, you'll feel less than a man, especially if your spouse is more spiritual than you. You know, she's been in church longer, because if you look in the church, the majority of the churches are full of women. So you not understanding, or you not being as spiritual as your spouse, then it's because you hadn't been in church long enough. But I promise you, if you get into church and you desire to learn, you desire to know, and you will grow at a rapid pace. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I know. I knew scripture, but I wasn't applying scripture. It wasn't something that I was doing on a daily basis. But when I started desiring to understand scripture, desiring to walk in scriptures, desiring to be scripture, then I started gaining faster. I started understanding faster. I was able to actually walk in this role because I started understanding it, because I desire to understand it. Then I start walking in this. So my assignment is to cover leaders. And it doesn't matter if it's a male or a female. That's what my assignment is. And so I have to focus on my assignment. And so happened that my wife is a powerful woman. She's a leader. She's a warrior. She leads other women. And so my assignment is to cover her. And so I told y'all back in the first broadcast about the role part of it, not understanding the role and being caught into this, what people say and what people think and what people do, all of that stuff. Man, that stuff had me bound for years. That was, you talking about being wrapped up in bound in something. I was bound in that because I felt that I was entitled to be able to do this because I'm the man. Even because I come from a bloodline of ministers. So I felt like I was supposed to be doing this, but my lifestyle wasn't in place to be able to do that. And so I really didn't understand my role. I didn't know my role. I didn't even understand my role as a husband. So not necessarily meaning that you have to be a leader of an army or a powerful woman. You just got to be a leader in your own home. What if your wife is a CEO? You know what I'm saying? So she's running a business, but you still got to be the head of the house. You still got to be the leader. You still got to be the one that makes the final decisions. And if you getting caught up because she make more money than you, then you lost. You don't understand your role. You don't understand your role. And if you're the wife and you making more money than your spouse, and you making your spouse spill less than a man, you don't know your role. You don't allow society to dictate how the household is run. Man, God is not the author of confusion. God works decent and in order. He set the household, the father, the husband, the wife, and the children. That's how it rolls. It didn't go wife, husband, children. Now, just because you make more money, that don't mean nothing. I used to get caught into that. First of all, I didn't care about it. When I first started, I didn't care. I was like, I'm glad my wife made more money than me. Shoot, I don't need to work. I'm good. Role reversal, weak man. I couldn't necessarily say that I was a strong man. That was a weak man. Willing to allow your wife to do all of this work. I did it. I did it for a very long time. So I'm not really telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I had to know, that I did personally. I did this. And so I don't need you to feel like you less than a man. You might want to take up your spiritual role. You might want to take up that place and understand that role before you start trying to function and get mad and get upset in a natural role. That's our problem. We're functioning in what the world says and how the world looks at it. And we never tap into the spiritual aspect of it because we're overwhelmed with, I don't make enough money. So now, because you say you don't make enough money, your mind says is, I'm less than a man. I'm less than a man. Why that makes you less than a man? Because she got 3 degrees and she can make the money, and she can go into a business and be a CEO and makes money. Listen, what I used to, it was a problem when we first got married, because I was trying to figure out what role my wife was in. My wife, because she had on so many hats. So I had to start figuring out, who am I talking to? Am I talking to the principal? Am I talking to the sister principal? Am I talking to a counselor? Am I talking to the pastor? Am I talking to my wife? Am I talking to the mother? Am I talking? Sometimes, man, I forget to, I'm like, Mom, what you talking about? Yvette, what you talking about? Because she'd be in this mother hat, she'll be in this hat, she'll be in this hat, she'll be in this hat. But then we had to come to this conclusion, okay, hold on. There's only one hat work with me. You're my wife. all this other stuff outside of the house, you can be whatever you want to be. But I'm getting confused. And if I'm getting confused and God is not the author of confusion, then that's not, this is not God. So we need to figure this part out. And so it became, oh, okay, she learning this help me role. Now this help me role put her into a place where I'm understanding that, oh, I can function like this and on my job all day long. But when I walk into this house, I'm Gerald Benton Jr.'s wife. That's all. I'm Gerald Benton Jr.'s wife. Whatever Gerald Benton Jr. asks for, Gerald Benton Jr. gets. Period. So it helped me to understand my role. And as I was starting to understand my role, now I can walk in my role. If I can't understand it, if I can't identify it, and if I can't understand it, then how in the heck I was going to walk in it? But now I'm walking in this thing. And here's the hindrances. Because people will say one thing, but God is telling you another thing. Who are you going to listen to? Those people that they looking at your situation and they talking about it? Or you going to listen to God and keep it moving? I would suggest that you look at God and you trust God. Because once I start trusting God in this situation, I start realizing that God does not make mistakes. So it was, I had a friend, an apostle. We were walking on the beach one day, and he told me this when I was kind of in my mess. He said, listen here. He said, God will never make you less than her. That's not how he works. How powerful, if you looking at her and you saying that she's powerful, how powerful do you think you are that God would entrust you to cover her? Come on now, listen to what I'm telling y'all right now. Because see, this is what registered with me. And it stays with me now. Because now I'm looking at, God would entrust me not only to cover my wife, but to cover an army of leaders, an army of powerful women that he entrusted me with. So you think that the enemy's assignment was not to hurt, to frustrate me, or to get me not to know my role or my identity? Because if I didn't understand that, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. I wouldn't be able to literally, you know, run my household. I take care of my household. There was a time when I was irresponsible and I wasn't taking my care of my household. I couldn't keep a job. I didn't want to keep a job because I had the running spirit that when something went wrong, I'd have cared less. I didn't, my responsibility, I had a little boy spirit. So I didn't want to, quote unquote, take care of responsibilities. I wasn't taking care of my kids. I wasn't taking care of my marriage. I wasn't even taking care of myself. Literally. Like literally. So if I'm doing all of this, how was I supposed to be able to walk in what I'm walking in now? It was a process. It's a process that you're going to have to remove these scales off of your eyes and plug your ears to these worldly people. They don't know your assignment. They don't know your assignment, so they'll talk against your assignment. So you got to spend your time now counseling curse words that's going against your assignment because they don't know your assignment. And if you're a help me suitable and you know your husband is battling in this role, then there's a whole nother battle plan to go. It's not battling against because he doesn't want to be, but he just don't know the role. He just don't understand the role. He just can't walk in this role. Because if he can't identify it and if he can't understand it, it's hard to actually walk in it. But you're wanting him to walk in it, but he don't understand it. And he don't even know what it is. He's only seeing it in a worldly place. He's only seeing it, I don't make enough money. I can't pay the bills. We struggling. Self-esteem low. Then depression taps into you. I'm telling y'all something here. I'm telling you something. This is how the enemy sabotage men. Matter of fact, it sabotage people, period. Because some women get into this place. Then all of a sudden, you think you're better without them. Wow. Just gonna abort the assignment because it naturally doesn't look good.
Whew.
Then addictions kick in. Now it makes it a little bit harder, huh? We're talking about know your role, understand your role, walking in your role. But right now I'm talking about these things that attack this role, that attack every area of this. It attacks knowing it, it attacks understanding it, and it attacks walking in it. And then so drugs kick in, alcohol kick in. You don't even know what to do with yourself. So you figure that I'm gonna just hide behind this bottle, or I'm gonna hide behind these drugs, or I'm gonna hide behind whatever, pornography, whatever it may be. Now you're frustrated. Now the person that you're supposed to be talking to, there's conflict. So communication starts breaking up. Now you're not talking to each other. You're walking around the house not talking to each other. You're not touching each other. So now your eyes go to wandering about looking for somebody else. This ain't God. If you only knew how many times we've heard that. Oh, this ain't God. God wouldn't want me to go through this. God wouldn't. Have you looked at any disciple? Hello, they was getting beheaded. They was getting martyred. They was getting oil. They was getting thrown over the cliff. Hello. Hello. So obviously we ain't paying attention to the disciples. We ain't paying attention to what God has asked for us to do. We ain't paying attention to understanding that there shall be some suffering. We're not paying attention to that. Cause I walked away from mine a lot. Like, psh, see ya, deuces. And it wasn't like I was gonna do better. Cause I was still using her credit card. I was still using her ATM card. Even when I was left, I was ching-ching, ching-ching. I know when she got paid, ching-ching. She wasn't cutting me off, ching-ching. I'm like, oh shoot, she ain't cutting me off. But I'm not really truly knowing my role. I'm not understanding my role. And I'm trying to walk in it and not even understanding that. That's kind of like I'm supposed to be a king, but not even understanding the priest prophet role. That I don't even have a prayer life. That I'm not even praying. I'm not even having a relationship with God. I'm not communing with God. But I'm steadily me. Here we go. And you're supposed to make the last decision. You're supposed to make the final decision. How you gonna make a final decision, man? And if you ain't even include God on none of it, how does that work? People do it all the time. Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get this right here. I'm gonna do this right here. I'm gonna make this move. I'm gonna make this business move. And never ever consulted God on any of it. Because you think it's a good idea. So there's things that I had to work on in the walking in this. This part right here was the working on communing with God. So that's why I had to understand the priest role. That's why I had to understand that, oh, I gotta be able to bring all of this stuff right before God, before I even make a final decision. And then God gives me a scripture. He gives me a word to declare over whatever it was that I brought to God. And now when he gives me my answer, he allows me to make a godly decision, not a flesh decision, not a Gerald decision, but a God decision. This is how all of this stuff works. And for me to be able to cover my wife, that's a process I got to go through. There's a process. My wife is constantly shifting. This army is constantly shifting. There's more responsibility. It's just not about the women that are in the army. It's even about their families that God says, Yeah, they're in the army, but they're connected to something. And if they're connected to something, you're held. I'm holding you. I'm entrusting you with that. But think about, if I didn't know my role, and if I didn't understand my role, and if I wasn't walking in my role, why would God trust me with this? If you don't know how to do the job, if you ain't even pay attention to the job description for the job, to know the role of the job, and then get to understand the job, how in the heck you plan on doing the job? It's the same thing with Christianity. I said it already. It's you know the role of, oh, I got to get saved. I got to accept Jesus Christ in my Lord, in my life, in my heart, and in my life as my Lord and Savior. And confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. We know that. That's your role. Understanding it. Now, understanding what the scripture says that I'm supposed to do. The signs of the believer, what I'm supposed to do, to forgive 70 times 7, love, all of that stuff. That's part of understanding your role. How, if you don't do any of this, how are you walking in this? You're not walking in full power. You're walking in probably 10% of who you are. 10%. I want all 100% of who I am, who God has created for me to be. Sorry. So this is the place. This is where I need you to understand that this is a process. So if you're the man, this is the process for me. Because if your assignment is to cover your spouse, and your spouse is a leader or a pastor or CEO or whatever it may be, and they make more money than you and all of this stuff, it's like, you might want to get on your game. And this is not about, oh, I need you to feel less than a man, or you feeling less, or you feeling slighted, or whatever it may be that the enemy trying to make you feel. I come today to tell you that God is not a God that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie, period. I'm telling you, he is not a man that he should lie. God does things decent and in order. Let me give you a scenario. So we had to move, right? My wife was making good money as an administrator, making good money. When I came into my deliverance and I started and I'm walking this thing out now, I know my role. I'm understanding my role, because now I've accepted I took on the PPK role. So that helped me to understand my role. And so now I'm starting to walk in the role. Now, I ain't saying I'm sprinting in the role. I'm walking in this role. Right. So God said, I need y'all to move. I move from people, places, and things. So here I am. I'm like, I've got to make sure this God. Okay, God, if you want me to move, then let my house be sold. Now, I got a neighbor that's down the road that literally just became a realtor. So in my mind, he ain't finna sell this house. He don't even know how to sell a house. He just started. And he asked me, can he be the first one? And I don't even think he knew that I was trying to sell my house. But he came, he did it. So he got the house. He sold the house, like, very quickly. We didn't put a lock on the door. We didn't put a sign on the door. We ain't put any of that on the door. None of that. So he sold the house. But here's the ticket. We came to Georgia, and we started walking around Georgia, coming to Georgia, doing things in Georgia. And God said, I'm moving away from people, places, and things. You know, we packed up our vehicle and moved with no thought of a place to live. We just moved. We were homeless in Georgia, homeless. Remind you, my wife was making good money at home. She literally could not get her certificate. You know, keep her certificate right. Understand it? Couldn't do it. So now we had to move, right? Remind you, I'm at home. I ain't keep a job. I get a job, quit a job, leave a job quickly, like it ain't nothing. So having a job was difficult. I ain't saying it was difficult. I just didn't keep it. But before I left, I was doing lawn maintenance. I ain't like it, but God was teaching me some discipline and teaching me some responsibility and doing some things. And so I was like, okay, cool. So we moved. So now I'm trying to find a job. I ended up getting like three jobs. I got a FedEx job. I got a job at this box company that were making boxes, and Burlington. So the first two was straight labor. Like, it was straight labor. That box company, I was on my feet moving big old boxes, making pizza boxes, any kind of boxes you can make. I'm just putting them in a machine, making boxes. I did that from like 5 in the morning till probably 3. I left there. I went to Burlington by 4:30. I had to be in Burlington. I stayed at Burlington about 11. I left Burlington from 11 and went to FedEx at 12 and did that from 12 to 3:30 or something like that. And then I came back. I did that. I mean, I had to do that over. I was so mad. I was like, God, you know, I ain't happy. You better hurry up and do something. And then a person called me and said, somebody's getting ready to give you a supervisor job. And in my mind, I said, man, I don't want a supervisor job on one of these jobs that I'm doing. Not one. So Burlington ended up giving me a supervisor's job, and I quit. I was able to leave the other two. But check this out. They gave me a supervisor's job, and I said, I've never done any. I did maybe an hour or two of retail. Remember, I told y'all, I get a job, I quit a job. So I probably did maybe 2 hours or 3 hours of retailing whole time. So they gave me a supervisor's position in the back room. And I was a good motivator. So I motivated people to actually do their job. So I did this thing, right? So I did it. And then I did it for, I don't know, 2 years or something of that nature. And then God says, I need you to quit this job. Quit the job? I said, hold up. I'm just starting to be able to provide for my family. Like, I'm literally being able to provide for my family. I can pay the rent. I can pay bills. I'm doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? I feel good about what I'm doing. And then you're going to tell me to stop? What am I going to do? He said, I need you to go full time. Full time what? Man, ministry? Oh, no, we weren't making no money in that. We weren't making no money in that. But I had to go and say something. And then at the same time, he was like, before he made me quit, he said, I need you to do a conference. We did a conference, and my budget in my checking account was $100, like $100 and some change. And we ended up doing this our first Help Me conference. And so when God told me to leave my job, he brought me back to that place. So I was like, okay, God, I'm gonna trust in you. You're gonna have to come down from heaven and tell Yvette this, because if I walk away from this job, man, she already see I hadn't been working. So what you think this is gonna look like? So he ended up having someone call her and tell her that I needed to be leaving my job. And so she trusts this person. And so she was like, what is God saying? Leave your job. And in my mind, I'm like, I ain't leaving nothing. And when I made that decision that I didn't want to leave, I ended up hurting my back. And then I went back and I hurt my back again. And I said, how many times I'm going to tell you to leave this job? Do you understand? You getting hurt because I've told you your grace is up in this job. I'm like, oh shoot. All right, God. So Yvette said it again. And so I went in, I gave my 2 weeks notice. They were like, oh my God, you can't leave, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm out of here. When I tell you, we went into full-time ministry and we ain't looked back. Jim was birthed. I Am I was birth, Help Me, Army was birth. All of this stuff just got blue on it. Reminds you, I wasn't the person that took care of nothing. Now I'm the person that takes care of everything. I'm the CEO. I'm running this. Me and my wife run these things. But I oversee business. I oversee back end of everything. Everything. I ain't missing nothing. And there's other things that he's asking us to build in the same time, so I'm not missing anything. So not only do I know my role, not only do I understand my role, but I'm walking in my role. Now they say, well your wife is up front, she's doing all of this stuff, good, I cover her for that. That's her job, that's her role, she's walking in that. I can grab a microphone and I know how to pray. I can grab a microphone and I can prophesy, but I know where I'm at, and I'm not confused of who I am. I don't need anybody to tell me who I am. I know who I am. I'm no longer blind of who I am. I'm no longer blind of my role. I'm no longer blind of deaf, and I don't understand my understand my role and not being able to walk in it. I'm walking in the fullness of it. And the more I walk in it, the more powerful I get. No, you don't have to see me. You see me now. You see me on my coaching moments. You see me. You hear me pray. You hear my testimony. I don't have to play with it. I don't need anybody to validate who I am. I know who I am. God has already validated me. When he delivered me, he validated me. Period. Period. I'm on this. And so I'm gonna cover this army. I'm gonna cover whoever God calls me for me to cover, because he's entrusted me to do it, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. Everything that he has in me, that's what I'm gonna do with it. So if your assignment, and I don't care if you're a male or a female, know your role, understand your assignment, understand your role, and let's walk in it. Because if you don't know it and you don't understand it, makes it difficult for you to walk in it. Makes it real difficult for you to walk in it. So if you're a male, I already gave you some symptoms. If you caught any of those symptoms, you need some deliverance. You need some deliverance. And if you're a helpmeet and your husband is suffering from them, there's your prayer targets. Because those prayer targets are literally strongholds. Those things will break a man. Those things will cause a man to be derailed. And then you'll be looking at a situation and you will say, how did it get this far? You missed something on your assignment. If you'd help me, you missed something on the assignment. Because you can't do it by your natural talking. This stuff is prayer stuff. This stuff is prayer. And my wife is literally constantly imparting, pouring, and teaching this concept, because it's not something that somebody had to tell her. It's something that we actually live. And I'm living proof that prayer works. I'm living proof that if you desire God's will over your will, that the results you will see. I believe that in anything. If you desire God's will and you desire to do it God's way, then why would he not give you what you need? Why would he not give you the desires of your heart? It's because your desire is your desire and it's not God's desire. So your desire has to meet God's desire. Your will has to meet God's will, and that your will dies and his will lives. I couldn't do this. Every day I'm asking God to increase in me and let me decrease. That it's none of me and it's all of him. That's the only way I want to live. That's the only way I can actually do all of this. This is not me. This is not Gerald. This is Jesus inside of me that's giving me everything that I need every single day. Every single day, all day. I know what Gerald did. Gerald was self-destruct. But the God that's inside of me, that's why it says, you know, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm talking about the Christ that's inside of me. That place. So today, listen to me. Know your role. Understand your role. Walk in it. Walk in it. Amen. Father God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. Anything I have said, done, or thought wrong, any disobedient act that was against your will and your word, Lord, forgive us now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father, for identifying and letting us understand our role, Father God. Not only just being able to see our role, let the scales be removed, Father God. Let every negative word that have been spoken about us, Father God, in regards to our role, in regards to our manship, our manhood, even regarding to the help meet role, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I say that those words, Father God, will no longer take root or they will no longer hinder or frustrate us now in the name of Jesus. I'm decreed and declare, Father God, that men and women are in their rightful place, Father God. They understand their rightful roles now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're giving a clarity, Father God, on the understanding, Father. I thank you, Father God, that they're studying their role, Father God, that they will be able to walk in this thing upright. They will walk in this thing in the fullness of it now in the name of Jesus. It's time out, Father God, for walking in 10% of who we are. But Father, we're walking in 100% of our calling, 100% of our role, 100% of the anointing and the authority that you have given us now in the name of Jesus. I break every silence things. I break every bad communication. I break up every dysfunctional marriage, every dysfunctional relationship, dysfunctional communication. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I'm decreeing and declaring, Father God, that there's godly relationships, godly communication, divine communication, Father God. I thank you that the relationship between you and the man and the wife, Father God, is in the right role. I bind all role reversal. I bind every Ahab and Jezebel spirit. I bind all controlling, manipulating spirits. Now, all forms of witchcraft that have been operating in marriages, has been operating in the back door. I break generational curses of dysfunctional marriages now. I break every curse of divorce now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I cancel every evil spoken word now. I'm declaring, Father God, every word that proceeds out of their mouth will be an edifying, a building up, Father God, in love. I'm declaring, Father God, the another level of love that is being released, Father God, from the heavens upon these men and these women, Father God, to show them that they're loved, Father God, that they're loved by you, that you are giving them another chance, Father God, that you are a God of chances now in the name of Jesus, Father. So I thank you that we're in a place of a surrender now. We're surrendering to your will and your way. We're surrendering, Father God, into what you have called for us to be now in the name of Jesus. So I bind all false identities now in the name of Jesus. Anything that'll cause you to lose your identity, lose your manhood, lose your femininity now in the name of Jesus. I bind the Lilith spirit, the man-hating spirit now in the name of Jesus. You have been so mad and so frustrated. Now you're beginning to hate the man now in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you, Father, for breaking the walls down now in the name of Jesus. Let these people, let these men and women, Father God, fall in love with their spouses again now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you that you're renewing their minds today, that their minds are being renewed and you're renewing a right spirit within them, Father, that they will be steadfast and unmovable, Father God, that they will seek and search. Your word says that your people perish for a lack of knowledge. So, Father, I thank you for knowledge being released today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for understanding being released today, Father God, that men and women, Father God, will understand their roles, understanding their assignment. Father, I bind the spirit of quitting. I bind the spirit of aborting their destiny and purpose. I bind the spirit of Molech, premature death, their destiny and purpose dying before this time now. In the name of Jesus, I'm decreeing and declaring, Father God, longevity in their marriage, longevity, Father God, in their relationship with you, longevity in their assignments now. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy that is following them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you for another level of a release of your love, Father. I thank you, Father, as we go from level to level and glory to glory, let glory fall upon these households now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you for mighty men rising up now. I thank you, Father God, these men of valor are coming forth now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that the PPKs are coming forth now in the name of Jesus. They're stepping into their rightful role. They're stepping into their understanding of who they are and what you have called for them to be now in the name of Jesus. I bind backlash and retaliation, all forms of get back, anything that'll cause them to lose identity or be hindered now in the name of Jesus. Let it be said and let it be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast.
I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.